Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome our guest in on the WadeFord.com hotline, Dean Jones. He is with CatCrave.com. He's the editor. It's the blog side of Fansided Panthers and covers the Carolina Panthers. All right, yesterday C.J. Stroud threw. What were the thoughts and the comments afterwards? And did he improve his status in the minds of Carolina Panther fans, more importantly, the owner Dave Tepper? Do you think he's the guy as we speak today?
I think it's between him and Bryce Young. I mean, I know they're going to go through the process with Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, but at the end of the day, they could have had them a lot lower than number one. So they've gone with a view to kind of getting to a quarterback that can start day one. This is a good environment. They've worked hard to build the coaching staff, elite level coaching for a young quarterback, and they've gotten us some nice pieces on the roster, providing they add to a wide receiver. I'm not sure what they can get out of the pro days. I mean, they've seen the film, they've kind of seen them at the combine, and to be honest, I think they probably got more out of the dinners they had with them the night before. But it's certainly interesting and kind of heightened the level of excitement, no doubt.
It's our man, Dean Jones. As you can tell by the accent, he is from East Carolina. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And we had Dean on last year. Dean's a huge football fan over in the U.K. He loves this, and he runs CatCrave.com, amongst other things, and he's always dialed in with the Panthers. Dean, we just were curious. I mean, you gave up a lot to get to number one. Was it too much? Because do you buy into those Anthony Richardson rumors that Thomas Davis was kind of talking about on Daniel Jeremiah's podcast?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going about at the moment. But like I say, they could have had Anthony Richardson a lot lower, maybe with the Cardinals at three, which kind of would have allowed the Colts maybe to go up instead. But I'm kind of nailed on to the fact it's going to be Bryce Young or CJ Stroud at the moment. In terms of what they gave up, I mean, it was only one first-round pick at the end. I know it was DJ Moore. I don't think the deal happens without him. But at the end of the day, they've given up first rounders, 2 seconds, and a pick slot this year. So if they get the franchise quarterback, nobody's going to care.
Let's talk about what Frank Reich's staff looks like. I find it interesting. He's brought in some veteran guys. He brought in Dom Capers. He brought in Jim Caldwell. And I look at this and I'm saying, okay, he really wants some sounding boards there with the Panthers. Their personnel we're very familiar with. What do you make of the staff and how things have shaken out there with how they're trying to build this with Frank Reich now as the head coach?
Well, it's not easy to see how kind of Frank Reich separated himself from the other candidates when he had this coaching staff in mind. I mean, plenty of individuals with head coaching experience, coordinator experience, and future head coaches. I mean, Deuce Staley, Adir Rivero, Josh McCown, all being touted as kind of getting the top job somewhere down the line. But I mean, as I said before, this is the perfect environment for any rookie. I mean, there are elite level coaches there now. I'm providing Scott Fitterer gets the personnel right around him at the skill positions. All systems go for me.
The thing is, and we've talked about this with our own owner, as Dean Jones joins us talking about the Panthers guys from CatCrave.com here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We asked Arthur Blank a few months back in the Super Bowl, are you a meddler? Is Tepper a meddler?
Of course not.
Is Tepper meddling with his GM?
I think he has been in the past. Obviously, with kind of Matt Rhule there, it was a comedy of errors from start to finish. And now he's gone. I mean, he's kind of made some mistakes. And he's recognised those mistakes. But the important thing now is he's starting to rectify them. He's letting his football men take the lead. There's some sound minds in the building. I mean, Dan Morgan is a future GM. Sammy Suleiman, the same. Scott Fitter has kind of come into his own this offseason as the GM. So, and obviously you've got Frank Wright, kind of elite-level coaching staff that that he's funded. I mean, the coaches don't have salary caps, and he's taking advantage of that. He'll still have a say, and his kind of wife, Nicole Tepper, as well, but nothing compared to the last 3 years, I don't think.
Dean, what else do they need? You know, you get the first overall pick. You get the 8th pick in the second round, 30th pick in the third round, and the 12th pick in the fourth round. So it's not as if they can't pile up a couple of great starters here potentially in this draft. What else do they need?
Yeah, I think all their picks were in the top 150 even before they traded one away. So they need a wide receiver now, obviously, with DJ gone. That's kind of the most important thing, really, especially if they want their rookie quarterback to hit his stride. I would say they need a defensive end, someone with real kind of pass rushing capabilities, because that was non-existent apart from Brian Burns last season. I would say they probably need a cornerback as well. Dante Jackson tore his Achilles and could be facing kind of a long road back. And CJ Henderson kind of isn't sort of what everyone would build when he came out of Florida either. So I would say that those three would be the primary ones. And they've also got $29 million in cap space, which is remarkable, really. So they can kind of add to that in free agency as well.
I know we asked you about the personnel. If it was a smokescreen about C.J. Stroud versus Bryce Young, and again, the due diligence, the owner meeting with, talking to these players, offensive line-wise, as far as the kind of personnel, can they protect a Bryce Young, or is C.J. Stroud going to be able to start from day one because he can move around more?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a car crash last year overall before Matt Rule was fired. The one bright spot throughout was the offensive line. I mean, they stayed healthy, they were cohesive. And when Bradley Bozeman came in for Pat Elflein, it kind of went up to another level. Obviously, Austin Corbett and Brady Christensen suffered long-term injuries in the season finale, I think, in New Orleans. They're hoping to be back for week one. It would be a big loss if they were, but if they can keep that starting five intact and they remain as healthy as last season, it's another kind of massive plus for whoever they draft at number one.
Dean, it's always good to talk with you, man. Your impressions right now, it is which one? Which guy do you want? Carolina Panthers.
I'm kind of a C.J. Stroud guy. I just think his accuracy is on field vision, and he's kind of much more mobile than people give him credit for as well. So if I was the guy, he'd be my pick. But in all honesty, you couldn't go wrong with either. I think both are going to be franchise quarterbacks. So it's just a case of sitting back and enjoying it for fans, really, after making this move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.